Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Supreme Court, a decision about New York State. The Supreme Court struck down New York State's system for issuing concealed weapons permits, ruling that the century-old law requiring that applicants demonstrate, quote, proper cause and, quote, good moral character violates the Second Amendment. This is Wall Street Journal reporting. The 6-3 decision in the case, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Incorporated versus Bruin, marks the widest expansion of gun rights since 2010, when the court applied a nationwide 2008 ruling establishing an individual right of armed self-defense within the home. I welcome Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, to help me understand what this means for New York City in the recovery, what this means for the story for Eric Adams to, in some way, slow down what we see now is an increasing amount of gun violence, weapons used, handguns, weapons used in and around New York City. Harry, a very good evening to you. The governor's reacted. The majority leader of the state senate has acted. However, there's some careful language in the Supreme Court decision and also from the governor. Most carefully, we're looking at handguns. And what does this mean for handguns in New York City? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So it was pretty clear New York's licenses were getting struck down when the Supreme Court agreed to take this case. This decision with Kavanaugh issuing a separate decision while joining the majority about what it should mean. But the bottom line is that this creates, in my view, a, quote, Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. So, in brief, this means you can now keep and carry a gun, a handgun, in the United States, including in New York City. In New York City, getting a gun permit has been a difficult and arduous thing. This has, somewhat incidentally, led to lots of corruption around the NYPD unit that gives out the permits. At one point, one defendant said they were called the Blasio specials. So, corruption aside, having that highly restrictive circumstance in an urban environment like New York, in my view, made a world of common sense. That world is gone now. And so the responses from the governor, the legislative leaders, the mayor, are all about finding specific places now where you can ban handguns, presumably starting with, you know, trains, schools, museums, things like that. But that's going to leave an awful lot of the city where there's going to be nothing wrong with carrying a gun without a permit. That's not going to be a reason the police officers should be stopping you. That would violate your constitutional rights, newly discovered, invented, in my view. But that's going to change significantly how policing and public safety work in New York. And while this decision insists it's all about self-defense, I think it's going to lead to more gun violence and people getting hurt here. So it's going to be a real challenge for the state and the city in particular to deal with this and to figure out what regulations they can enforce now and how exactly those are going to be built, which will almost surely be the subject of their own court challenges. So there's going to be a fair amount of uncertainty about this for some time. And I think it's going to be a big adjustment for the NYPD, which in a lot of ways has focused on finding guns and trying to get them off the street. Now that having guns by itself is no crime or no issue by default, as opposed to only a handful of people who could show a special and particular need for one, having permits, and anyone else carrying a gun, or who appears like they might be carrying a gun, being a rightful and reasonable object of suspicion. This is a big shift and an ominous one here.
I have a tweet from Peter Haskell of WCBS 880. This is about the governor. Breaking, a furious Governor Kathy Hochul is responding to the SCOTUS ruling on guns, calling it, quote, frightful in its scope. The governor will call the legislature back into session to identify, quote, sensitive locations where new restrictions can be imposed. Question mark, Harry. Grand Central, we can believe, would be a sensitive location, a place I know very well through the pandemic. Would 42nd Street from the east side to the west side, would be that considered a sensitive location? Because that's how you get to Grand Central. It's also how you move through the city. Is that possible?
It's possible they'll try. It seems very unlikely that you'd be able to say Manhattan is a sensitive location. All of 42nd Street is a sensitive location. So when you go to a city like Houston, in a different state and urban environment with much more permissive gun laws, you know, you go into a museum and it says, you know, there's signs just like no smoking, no guns allowed here. And that's it. And those are places where you can't. But I don't think you're going to be able to take public comments like 42nd Street and say all of that is a sensitive location. What we know is that this is a sea change, and most of the city is now going to be an unsensitive, I suppose, location, a place where by default people can, easily carry, and permits must be issued by default that allow you to have a gun there. So if you go to the neighborhoods where gun crime is highest on the streets there, in most of the office quarter of Manhattan and elsewhere, most people are going to be allowed to carry guns if they simply, you know, apply for a permit that will be given to them more or less by default. It's a big shift.
I'm trying to picture this, Harry. I get off the train at Grand Central. I walk out to 42nd Street to get a cab or an Uber. And on the street, I am confronted by someone who has a handgun in a holster on his belt. That's going to become routine.
They haven't issued the decision yet, but it certainly looks like the Supreme Court just dropped the right to privacy that the Supreme Court made up in 1973 with the Roe decision and invented a right to carry guns, not just in the home, which was Heller in 2008, but now on the street, in the public commons. And that is now a right that's been back read or retconned or whatever you want to put it into the Constitution. So I do think that you're going to have a city where by default, you simply have to assume that people are carrying as a civilian, as a person watching out for your safety. And if you're a member of the NYPD, you have to assume there are many more guns around than was already the case. And that there's really nothing you can do about that. That somebody having a gun is not an object of suspicion, or likely committing a crime or any sort of violation. That's simply how it is.
And therefore, Eric Adams' job as mayor was already a mountain. Now it's bigger than that. It's a mountain range. That I'm trying to translate this into what it means for the mayor's hopes to get the guns out of the hands of the bad guys.
It doesn't help. It hurts a lot. Cynically, I think politically, this is good for Kathy Hochul. She's running for re-election. This I think makes the climate more difficult for Republican running against her. I think it's likely to inspire more turnout among Democrats in New York City who have not felt particularly inspired by her campaign. And of course, it gives Eric Adams, and I don't fault him for this, you know, something to hide behind. I'm doing what I can, but look what the feds just did. You know, that said, he's somebody who I think is really committed to dealing with gun violence here, which was already incredibly challenging and is much more challenging now. The very basic tools we've had, the whole issue with stop and frisk, John, on a basic level was that was the tactic police were using and then overusing to try to find people with guns. They can't try and find people with guns now because there's basically no issue with people having guns. That is really new, really different, and really difficult, and puts Adams in a very tough situation.
Final question, Harry. Did Eric Adams anticipate this? Has he been planning for it? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, and his law department has already been preparing for this decision without knowing its contours, which we now do. And of course, you have to have the decision. Then you have to have laws based on the decision. Then you have to see how they're actually applied and tested in court and how the NYPD changes its own procedures in relation to that. But I do think that, he was prepared for this moment to come. I certainly hope so now that it's here.
Harry Siegel, columnist at the New York Daily News. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.